Welcome. This is Domain Dave again from CheapWineFinder.com, and we've got a different wine today. A little bit special, but not that expensive. It's from Costco, and it's $16.99. And it's something of a unique wine. I've not really come across one of these from Costco before. What is it? It's the Kirkland Signature Series Columbia Valley Red Wine 2021. Doesn't sound all that exciting, but all Kirkland branded wines are Kirkland Signature, but the Signature Series is something else. What they do is they contract a high-end winemaker and have him make a wine from high-end vineyards, and then they sell it for a good price. And who we have here, I'm going to grab the bottle, and it's a Frenchman. You know, most of the high-end, very famous guys, I don't know. I'm a cheap wine finder. It's Giles or Guy, because he's French. Nicole, he's a winemaker for Long Shadow, and he's been around forever. And what Long Shadow is, just to explain that, that's... it's a project from the guy who was the CEO of Chateau Saint Michel forever, and this is his project for 20 years. And what he did is he hired some of the best winemakers in the world to make one bottling a year for him. Guy makes a Cabernet Sauvignon Syrah blend. I think 2018 is the current vintage. He has Michel Roland. He has the guy that does Penfolds doing a Syrah. Penfolds makes some of the most expensive wines in Australia. And each one of these winemakers also is a co-owner, and they get their pick of these great vineyards, and they make these... I never knew Long Shadow existed, but there you go. Now, Guy makes these wines. His is a 2018. It's being sold now. It's 5 years of age. This is a 2021, which is what you expect for a value-priced wine. And there is a difference because there's two different styles of wine. That $65 bottle of wine, they do a lot of extraction. What extraction is when they press the grapes, they leave the grape skins in for a seriously long time at different temperatures. They do different things to it. They want all that chemical goodness to come out of the grapes. I know you're drinking grape juice, but the skins also have a whole lot to do with what your wine's going to end up with. And then I think he's got a mostly new barrels for French oak. And, the new barrels adds more oak influence in the wine, and you get all this extraction. It takes some time for the wine to balance out. And that's not something you see people do with value-priced wine, because the quicker you get it together, the faster you can sell it, and the less expensive you can sell it. So this Kirkland Signature Series Columbia Valley Red Wine is a Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and a Syrah. It's from Walla Walla, Waluk Slope, and Horse Heaven Hills. And these guys got access to some seriously good vineyards. I'm going to take a sip of this thing. Yeah. You can tell he's French. Everything's balanced. Nothing's go to the top. American winemakers tend to like to do flavor first and balance second. Frenchmen have everything. Oh, French winemakers shouldn't come. Yeah. And this is a very classic, classy, though the blend is not classic. This Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot, yeah, that's a Bordeaux thing. A Syrah in there, that's a little bit different, but not that different. I mean, it does go together. Like I said, and since it's 2021, they made it in a way that's with less extraction, less oak, though I think they had a pretty good oak barrel program, because when I first put my nose to sniff, I could, and it was like really good oak spice in there. You don't always get that with value-priced wines. You might get the flavors, you might get some chocolate, you might get this, but this was like, they did things a little bit differently this time. I'm impressed, so it's So this $16.99 wine is a drink-it-now wine. I mean, it'll probably still be good for 5 to 7 years. You want to put it away. But when the winemaker finished the wine and released it, it was ready to go. So trust the winemaker. If he says it's ready to go, buy it, drink it. You know, that he says that 2018 is ready to go. Hey, you might want to put it away for a little bit more, but you could drink it. So this is a wine that is not your typical $17 wine. I'm going to take another sip and I'm going to talk about it because it's more complex. It's deeper than... It's almost a different style. We'll talk about that too. Yeah, it's a drink it now wine in a different style. Most drink it now wines like really try to show off their fruit. And then they try to show off the oak, which is chocolate and vanilla and maybe some coffee and mocha and that kind of thing. This one is different. There's spice, there's intensity, there's some tons of underlying flavor. It's far more complex than you're used to, because usually if it tastes great, you don't really need more flavors. I mean, that's the whole theory behind drinking now, right? If what hits you is what you like, then don't worry about how complex it can be. And this one has a deeper feel to it. It just doesn't feel different. It's all styled. It's a different style than you get in other wines. It's not a matter of good or bad. A more expensive wine isn't good and a less expensive is bad. It's just a wine that's made in a different style. And actually, the less expensive wines are far more popular. And you might not like this style. But if you do, you're not going to be able to get it at $17. I don't think you can touch this for under $25. I mean... And plus, it's in a French style, which is kind of different because a lot of times when you're talking about California or Washington, you're really getting American winemakers with American sensibility. And while this guy does have, you know, universal sensibility, it is in the French style. It is, but it's with Washington grapes, which are usually ripe and bold and full of flavor, and especially when you get some of the best vineyards around. I think he did. So this is a wine by a winemaker you're not going to see in this price range. With vineyards, you might not be, you know, getting, I mean, not to say that there's bad vineyards for, you know, for regular wine. You know, there's different horses for different courses. I mean, so you get really good grapes for that. Oak program is something, is a step up, I would say, from what you normally see. And that does make a huge difference with wine. I mean, it seems like it has a higher end selection of oak. Sometimes you get a lot of used, broken, a lot of American, and they do a lot of different things to it. None of that's bad, but here it seems to be more focused and more in depth. And for $16.99, I mean, this is a good wine. This is, I mean, I know Trader Joe's had these wines from Napa, different Oakville and all those type of stuff, which were pretty good. But this goes a different direction. This is not that it was from a great area. This is a great winemaker. And hey, guess what? Having a good winemaker makes all the difference in the world. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, from CheapWineFinder.com. Kirkland Signature Series Columbia Valley Red Wine 2021. Seek it out. I mean, it's... this is a wine that you're going to want to, if you're going to have it with a steak. This can stand up. This is going to be a wine you want to share with friends. This is like a cigar wine if you're into smoking cigars. It's a sipping wine. I'm sipping it. It does drink very well. But this is a very versatile wine, and it tastes great. And that's it for me, Domain Dave. Keep it cheap. Costco did good this time, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. I've got a Merlot from Lodi. We'll talk about that. So stay cool, stay safe, and I'll be talking to everybody. Adios. Bye-bye. Keep it cheap.